The artist Roger Law, who created Spitting Image, says there's a real desire to revive the satirical puppet series in the current political situation. But as yet, no TV network has commissioned it. He spoke to our reporter Sancha Berg as he handed over his Spitting Image archive to Cambridge University Library. It includes, of course, a puppet of Mrs. Thatcher, boxes full of scripts and drawings, and the hitherto unpublished script for the Spitting Image pilot from 1983.
Anything in the post today, leader?
Nothing much, Norman.
Boom!
Just the usual.
Boom!
Part of the script for the Late Latex Show, as it was then called, the pilot for Spitting Image, read for us by Steve Nallen, who impersonated Mrs. Thatcher and Norman Tebbit.
By the way, Norman, how are your children?
Delicious, thank you, leader.
It's really quite strong stuff, some of it. You know, you've got Tebbit eating children and so on, and people getting blown up. And no wonder it made such an impact at the time.
The pilot was never broadcast, though a later episode of Spitting Image included a similar modest proposal, where Mrs. Thatcher suggested the unemployed eat their own bodies. The caricaturist, Roger Law, was one of the show's creators.
Obviously starting as we meant to go on.
But you don't remember putting that in and thinking, oh, people will be a bit shocked by that.
That's what we did for a living, is to try and make images for the print as shocking as you could, which wasn't that often, because print was much more aware of what was permissible and what wasn't. Television, it was surprisingly easy, and I think it's because something like the political cartoon, but transferred to TV where it moved and talked and all the rest of it, they had no real experience of the impact of that.
Spitting Image became one of Britain's most successful TV shows, with a weekly audience of 15 million people. It ran for 12 years. Now, Roger Law has donated his Spitting Image archive to Cambridge University. There's a Thatcher puppet, boxes of scripts and drawings, and more. Sian Collins is the university archivist.
We have a lot of heads, very recognisable people if you were around at that time. And what I find wonderful is that we have about 10 large boxes of teeth moulds.
She says it's a natural addition to the library's collection.
We have a lot of material from the 18th and 19th century related to political satire. We have cartoons, caricatures of James Gilray, who Roger is a big fan of, and he's really enjoyed looking through some of the work that we have here. We also have more modern collections as well in the 20th century. So we are always collecting more modern material, digital material.
So could the show be revived? There's been talk of a new American version. Roger Law has made a puppet of the president.
Yeah, I'm not happy with it. We'll probably do him again. We're also being asked to do Spitting Image. I can hardly be bothered to answer the phone because they never seem to go anywhere. It's in the ether, though. You can't have a situation that you have here with this sort of division that we've got. And, of course, America is exactly the same.
When you say it's in the ether, what it's in the ether that the sense of a need or desire for Spitting Image or that kind of satire again.
There's a desire for it, because why do they keep ringing up and wasting my time?
Armando Iannucci, who created The Thick of It, said recently that politics has moved beyond satire, but Roger Law wants to give it another go.
Good gracious, is that the time? Then where the hell is everybody?
It sort of makes you slightly alarmed just hearing it, doesn't it?